Podcast Time. It's party time from the Culture Swine on Radio DR.co.za.
And we're here for another episode of The Cultured Swine. I'm here with the dragon.
What's up? It's the dragon. I'm back at it again with the gnolls.
I've got two new guests. Two guests that we don't know. Two guests that, like, shouldn't be here. They're here illegally.
Indeed.
We got
social distancing.
Hello.
And we got Zama Yolanda something Nikasi.
So what's the topic today, party time?
So the topic I wanted to be, so there's this picture that I saw, guys, that basically says that, like, men like to flash their money to get women, but they don't like gold diggers. Mm-hmm. And women like to use their bodies to attract men, but they don't want to be seen as objects.
Sex objects.
I wanted that to be the topic, but I don't know about everyone else. So, are we voting on it?
We could vote.
We're here now.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Sure, like, you've started.
We can carry on. It's just going to be very... It's going to be a tough one.
How is it going to be tough?
People's opinions, you know.
By the way, the dragon is the only man here, so I'm holding it down for all the boys. The boys.
All right, cool. I think we should do it.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm gonna put this out first. Men definitely use their money to, like, flash and try to get attention from women, but then they get annoyed when it's the wrong. Like, what type of woman do you think you're gonna attract if you're flashing money also?
Or what is it? I think that when you do flash, especially, like, example, you're in the club or whatever, and you're flashing your money, popping them bottles, you don't know what type of person is there, dressed, looking all cute. Then next thing you know, a rubbish.
But then also, if you're at the club, I mean, you're not there. I mean, unless you're an idiot, are you really there to find
a wife?
Like,
true.
So you flash your money, you get exactly what you want.
Exactly.
Like, I just
and there's I don't think there's anything wrong with it, like, for them that do it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I'm just saying, like, if you're gonna go out and flash your money, do you think you're gonna attract someone who's not gonna be attracted to your
money?
The reason why she's there is because of the money.
Yeah, she wants the nice bottles. She wants all those nice fancy things.
Don't introduce yourself to me with bottles on the table and nice Louis Vuitton necklaces. Yeah. And then next day you out here rubbish as F and you coming with your skull. No, nigga, where was that guy? Where was that guy from yesterday?
Sustained.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just respond with a simple statement. It's often said that a woman's test is material. So what she sees, that will attract her. And our test is woman. So whatever they see, guaranteed. You know, whatever you guys see, that's where the status is now. And another thing, women can't move back in lifestyle. So once you're one of my boys, the boy, it's late. But the bottles are not really there for you. We're just really having fun.
What are you capable of?
Yes, you gotta flex your muscle as a dude. And unfortunately, fortunately and maybe unfortunately for some guys, that is what they are then based or judged on for the rest of that courtship. A gold digger is someone who's just there to mine you. And when she's done, it's over. You know what I mean? A guy knows that he has to provide, number one. Two, it can be a mission sometimes if it's someone who's from a different class from you, you know, to try and meet standards. Because we're not going to now, you know, you're used to going to maybe Tasha's with your family, just as a girl that lives with her family. Like, yo, you're used to this. I need to maintain that or give you better as a dude.
Yeah.
That's like the mission, you know? But we don't like someone who doesn't see those efforts and is always like reaching for more. And also, who has an entourage of people that you need to start taking care of now? Now it's sending money to her house, her home, to Ferguson. You see, dude. I mean, think about some of the Real Housewives stories. Okay, okay. Do you get what I'm saying? Like on TV now, like who's it? This chick was from, well, you know, it always starts bad. I'm going to sound like an asshole. So she's from the hood. And she fucks guys that have money to repair her homestead. And people gold dig for different reasons. Like, some chicks just want the money for themselves. They want the trips. They want the Instagram life. Shab. Some people have to do it because of their family situation. You know? So you never know which gold dig you're getting. That's the problem. So, you know, that's just, that hurts. And then we went to act like class after that. Because these people, they have levels. Once the level has been reached, it's like a stage. Oh, private jets. Okay, now I'm never going to anything other than private jets. No, you can't maintain private jet life if it was a once-off thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Now she's going to leave you for the guy with the private jet life. Dude, you know, you guys are fucking girls. Don't sit here
looking at me like gold diggers, though. Like,
but also, we're not denying. We're agreeing with you.
Yeah, we are agreeing with you.
I'm just saying, you know the story.
So, I think for me, a gold digger is just someone who's reaching. Like, never mind the backstory. I think it's just someone who's reaching, who hasn't come from a well-off family or situation. And now...
Well, it's not only about your family.
Some people come from good families.
Dude, some rich girls are gold diggers, bro.
Yeah.
They
status. They want status.
Or somebody, they don't see themselves improving on their own.
Yeah.
So they need someone else. Okay. They can't meet up with their parents' standards. So they must maintain it through someone else.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I see.
And the Instagram life is, like, it's everyone. Rich, poor, everyone just wants it. So I don't think it's necessarily girls who come from the hood or
girls who don't have it. Yeah, I totally agree with you on that.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just that the latter is
so thirsty.
The latter is more common, I guess. You know.
Yeah.
Broke girl wanting to be rich.
I've seen rich people. You know.
But I mean, guys.
It excites me for like 2 seconds, and I'm like, hey, thank you.
Get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also think
they scare me, to be honest.
True as well.
But yeah, because it's like, are you gonna?
Yeah.
No, I'm just scared of like being bossed around. Like, if you're taking care of all of me, like everything, it's like, are you gonna boss me around now because you're paying for this and that? Yeah, now when I don't want to cook, I bought your car. Watch what's like, boy. No,
not me.
My independence needs to be there. Things that I take care for myself, and then you can just, you know, do the extras.
I mean, it's nice to have extra.
Yeah, it's nice to have extra. Like, I want
to. We'd like to have extra.
We'd
like to get taken out. We like gifts. We like nice things.
You know, we do
just
that.
Buy me a car.
What?
Buy me a car. Just do that.
I have more gifts in my relationship. Like, you buy things for your person.
True. Yeah, but you guys are maybe the exception, not the rule. The rule is, chicks like shit, bro. And as a dude, you gotta provide that shit.
And we also must talk about thirsty men too. Like, men have become so thirsty and using women. And especially,
also that's like an old thing.
Yeah, like men do it too. A lot. To some men are trash. Like, they take, they just take from women.
But you gotta love those guys, eh? Those are heroes.
Yeah, they take from men to men now.
Those
also
are
sugar
heroes,
daddies.
Dude, that thing is strange. It's so strange. But which is what I wanted to say earlier about this thing. There are no longer just women, men, women. There's trans, there's lesbians, gays.
It's what we were speaking about.
All these things.
The game has changed.
So the game is not so guaranteed anymore. Because the guy could be flashing Kuala, that's not his.
Mm.
And he's got someone who's funding him.
Wait.
It could be a guy. It could be a woman. It could be an older woman. There's so many things. You know?
I heard this. It was on Ask a Man. It was a guy that came in there and, you know, he has a sugar mama and his girlfriend asked him to pick between the sugar mama or her. And he's like, but she's not understanding. that, you know, he gets, we're living this life because the sugar mama bought him the BM and stuff like that. And his girlfriend is like, no, we'll struggle on our own, like leave the show. And he's like, absolutely not. He loves the cars and he pays for an apartment and things like that.
I mean, you know, that's a dilemma guys have found themselves many a times. Like, especially in my older brother's generation. Oh, dude, niggas used to get devved. But, you know, the thing of you're with a girl, but she's living this life. You don't understand. No one to know is in varsity, but...
Her family is not all that, so where is she?
Dude, and she's got a car. She's got a Austin, dude. And guys are suffering. That the guys, some guys actually know. They're like, yo, dude, my girlfriend... Got Angelina with this dude, and I'm like, and then, bro.
Wow. What? But maybe he loves her and is just like, I can't provide. Oh no, but still, I'm out. I'm sorry, I'm not.
Dude, it's really real, bro. It's really real, hey, bro. Some guys love their girlfriends, right?
And you're okay. And, like some man is smashing your
because, bro. Everyone knows. Everyone, dude. In this, in fact, not even in this. Since time immemorial. You are sharing your partner with someone, whether you know it or you don't. It's a fact. Which is why some of us that are smart have taken sabbaticals from dating. Because it's nonsense, dude.
It is nonsense.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's trash.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Guys, it's honestly down to my white friends that are in relationships now. That's legit, how bad it is. All my black friends are single.
Yeah.
All my friends are heathen.
Yeah, dude. When I say
no longer in relationships, isn't like, okay, there's no baby holding you down, there's no ring, there's commitment, nothing. There's nothing. Those relationships, all of them, over. Done. Dude, all the way from Cape Town to Durban to Joburg. Yes, guys, what's going on?
It's nice being single.
But okay, true.
Yeah, but what is going on? Like, why are we so afraid of commitments? And we just,
because people are nerves. Every one of us knows how trashy of a human being we are. Which is why we cannot trust the next human being. That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's why we don't date.
You know what you're
because
capable
we all
of.
Know
you know those also capable of doing.
Dude.
We're very guarded as humans that we never go into something full force. You're not like, I wish we'd have a gang again. Like we're
but
like,
some
hey.
People do, eh?
Yeah, we're like, hey, what's
some people
and
do,
it works.
But like,
for now.
But you always have a sneaky plan B waiting for you. Good, ngapumala.
Yeah,
that's such a chick thing. And you guys, plan B a guy even before you can like process why you've done it. You've already planned B the guy.
That's true.
And basically, you guys are disgusting.
It's
I can see it. I can see it
so
happening.
That, like you know, just heal.
I'm not for it. Yes, we do have plan Bs and that.
Plan B niggas, which is fucked up.
However,
yeah, because you guys hate being option B.
What?
You guys hate being plan B as well.
The person is not plan B.
You don't know that you're plan B.
Dude.
How do you know?
Listen,
because
I've
it's not
hung,
like I touch you while
out,
I'm in
I've,
a relationship.
I've hung out.
I just holler at you when I'm out
no,
of
no,
a relationship.
No, that's not
what
plan
I was about to say.
That's not plan B.
What's plan B then?
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying I've hung out girls all my life. I know you motherfuckers like the back of my hand.
No,
you don't. Dude, Yolanda, please. When you meet a girl, man, there's energy that you guys exchange sharp, right? You can see a girl that likes you, and you see a girl that likes you, right? Now, either or, depending on who and how you handle that situation, you can end up dating the one that really, really likes you, or you can end up dating the one that just likes you, nah? Depending on how you play your game, sharp. Now, if a girl likes you, a girl is 50-50 about, she'll probably head you to the friend zone. But there's something there She doesn't know it. She doesn't know it. Oh, she's plan B you. She's like, yeah, he's nice, but I'm just gonna wait for him to age a little or mature a little or do this at such and such a time. Dude, why do you think is when it's time about 30 towards 40, motherfuckers start calling up not exes, but people they had a fling with. That guy, Bizzle, he wasn't mature enough. Yeah, he's not there yet. It's that first high. There's highs.
Go
to highs, my corner, bro.
You know what? Yeah.
I know my boys will get what I'm saying.
No, I get it 100% because it's been the same thing with me. Mm. Guys are coming up to me now. Like, I had someone ask me on Facebook, oh, what's your number? We haven't talked in about 7 years. And I'm like, what the hell?
That is true, though. Like, there are guys that are coming and like, hey, you know, I've been, you know, and
definitely.
Dude.
Yeah, now they want to settle down. But they know that, okay, I don't want to play here. So let's just.
And that's nine guns. Yeah.
That's nine guns. But
seven and guns. Seven and
guns. So sad. I'm going to
step mom, man.
That was mom. Bro, niggas ain't shit.
Equally nothing. I had a thing, and then everyone was, oh, you know what? This guy maybe now is mature or whatever. Maybe relationships end because you can't handle, like, because of all the chaos going on, and then umuntu ekhuleke manje sokuthi yazi uso right manje. What's up?
What did you do?
Now
what
you're fine.
Now you're fine.
You're nasty, bro. Stop plan being guys.
That, it's not even plan being, like, the things that happen immediately. Sometimes, like, you know, you meet someone that's really nice. I mean, no one's really always fully, like, single with absolutely no one in their life. There's someone you're chatting to. But there's people you chat to.
The dragon is,
so if someone comes along, then you have to kind of just make an option. Like, so I'm chatting to someone. You kind of see who do I pick here, you know?
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, like that's the problem. Like, and now our generation is actually just messed up. It's just trash.
I think we have options. Yeah. We feel like snakes.
Well, every generation is like that, bro.
Yeah, my
no, but like we take it. Generation was definitely was different. Yeah. They took that shit seriously.
They
were having kids much younger and stuff like that. And said, like, us, we just, I don't know, you're just never fully satisfied and just accept the person you're with. We're still thirsty for more. That's why people are just more in the streets cheating and all that.
But it's also because we're given so many options.
Yeah.
Like, back then, this was it. Because that's literally what you have around
you.
And also,
you were not taken seriously if you were not married by a certain age.
Or if you didn't have someone.
Whereas now it's just like,
no, I'm single. I'm single. Yeah, I'm independent.
We got to be kids longer thanks to our parents.
No, but do we want to be kids, bruh?
I mean, dude.
Sometimes he wants to be a kid.
You know,
I'm grown. If you read
shit, bro.
I'm almost 30. I don't wanna.
Dude, 30 is young, bro. 30 is young.
No.
30 is young, bro. 30 is very, very young.
No, fuck it, bro. 30 is
but
old.
But then also
think about how our parents only got to buy nice cars, like, now.
Okay.
Like, not. And there are 20-year-olds that are that can afford like a 7 Series, for example, man. Dude, you wouldn't fucking dream of that shit. You had to be married with kids. You also, it's cool, Chita. Like, they didn't have condoms, right?
They did.
What the
no,
hell?
They didn't.
We actually Googled.
What?
Yeah, condoms were like in the 1800s.
Nah, but they didn't allow black people to wear condoms. That's a fact.
That is literally a lie.
You couldn't buy condoms if you're black.
But majority of, like, the grown person. People are
only
yeah,
the, like, only like the empresses and all those high people had
condoms. Yeah,
they made them out
this.
Of makotini.
Why what? Also?
But
they didn't have fucking moves like that.
Oh guys, it's probably silk.
So yeah,
but then also, it's that, you know, fine, you have kids older, but like our kids, because we probably in generation gonna have kids in our 30s. We won't really get to know our grandchildren.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be old and we're going to die when our grandchildren are like 3. It's not going to be like our generation. And also, like, you want to be chasing a 15-year-old when you're 60? You know how annoying fucking teenagers are? Like, my mom is 50 with a 28-year-old and a 24-year-old. Like, that's great. Fine. Like, she doesn't have to worry about nobody. Now yeah. you're gonna have like a little 10-year-old.
When I'm 50.
Oh, sis. Oh, sis. Like, I'm tired. Like, I've lived my life. Like, man.
That's messed up.
No.
That is so
like,
messed up.
There's like, just there's a pro, there's pros and cons to this whole thing.
True.
I mean, I won't lie. Like, I look at myself and I'm just like, shit, I'm almost 30. My mom had me at like 24. They got a house. They got married at like 20 something. I'm almost 30 in 2 years. And I'm just like, I'm still at home.
Yeah.
Hey, but bruh, you know, I've decided that, like, don't measure your thing with your parents. It was a different
thing. Different time, no, but, different yeah, money.
But then it's if you want
different
like,
money also.
It's just like, I want it. Like, I want to get married. Like, I want to have children. I want to be at home. I don't want to be in the streets no more. Like, I'm out.
I don't
want
to be in the streets no more. I'm out.
Dean, what the hell? What the
that's
hell?
That's when we do exactly what you were saying. That like, imagine I'm looking at someone who's okay. Yabo lo.
Uzoba
right. Uzoba right. Okay. Like when I kuna loko na loko go.
Yeah.
Can I just say one thing? Fucking hate defavors.
Guys, you hate what? That always happens. No, but like, you know when you have a topic, it always goes off. Even when you start like in a debate, that's true, yeah, no, it always goes off. So I don't know what you want about. But we didn't talk about the girls flashing bodies. The girls, but I guess it's the same shit.
What?
The bodies, what was that, Limpen?
That woman,
when women flash their bodies and also say to attract men, but then they don't want to be seen as sex objects.
Yeah.
I could see that one.
I guess it's the same as the...
I like flashing my body, but I don't flash it for... Like, I like wearing shorts and, you know, like...
Yeah.
But it's not for monetary gains. I mean, it would be nice, but...
You'd like to sell your body for money?
No, never, my gosh.
That's literally what you just said.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it would be nice to get something for showing my nice legs, you know?
Yeah, my nice legs!
No. Okay, girl.
But, you know, Jay, I mean... I think there's a time and a place. I don't think people walk around every day flashing their bodies, do they?
I think my
we thing don't is know that.
It's the same thing with the men. When men pull through with their flashing, and then they have to maintain that. Now, as a girl, if you pull up all tight, like your body tight, like you got abs and shit. I know men for a fact are on some tip of Masing Jola Nalo. She must still stick with this.
And my abs. Image do of, they like abs?
No, I'm just saying,
if you have a nice body and a fit girl, that can maintain that body.
Because,
that's
you know,
with your mom,
you know what happens to a body that you overwork, and then when you stop working out. Do you remember how big dad got when you stopped work?
Yeah.
I think it was like a month or two.
Yeah.
Your dad had to go back, bro. It's like, hey, baba. It was gonna be catching. Nah, nigga. Back to the gym, dude.
Okay, so what are we saying?
I'm saying, yo, that's another thing also, though. Like, you can fall in love with someone with a nice body and expect it to maintain it. And then you just don't like her as a person, break up and marry a fat girl.
Can you fall in love with a body, mate?
Yes.
Yeah.
It has happened plenty times.
People do it, yeah.
And just
sometimes it's like, let's say how they look. Like, let's say a really sexy guy with all the abs, you're attracted to him.
But like, you like then abs. Afterwards,
you're like, oh, this guy is just empty the inside. Like, he's so useless and empty.
I mean, I don't do that. The body thing.
The body thing is a thing. Zimba is a thing, bro.
But you're
like, we like to comment. We do the same thing as guys. Like, when we see a guy, you're like, Jesus, did you see that? Yeah. Like, we do it. We did it yesterday.
But you... Wow, Zama.
My thing is like, what makes you go up to someone and be like, hey, this
I won't lie, shame.
Because of
literally,
it's
I can't be honest.
Yes, you can.
That's the whole point.
Like, in my varsity days, I definitely...
Went after guys.
Not like, no, you know, your one-night stands every now and then. Purely based on like looks and body.
Yeah.
Yes, but oh, go to Mount Mazi and be like in a relationship or something. I don't care about looks much.
Yeah.
If I want to smash and go, bro, then you gotta be good looking.
Yeah, like if you can't have an ugly smash and go.
But you can have an ugly boyfriend. Clearly, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
What?
But like, okay, but I'm getting a whole movie. Yeah. Oh no, but like, I've dated an ugly guy. Like, back in my day.
How the hell can you? How the fuck?
I've actually dated. Oh.
But guys,
how? Like, no, in varsity we both dated as you guys like. But it was true, they were really nice. Really,
fucking
one of the nicest people I've ever been with was like that.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when women get together. They discuss how evil they are. Thank you. I think
you should learn to move. The person means you have a very nice heart.
Yeah.
No.
He was probably like my movie then was probably the nicest guy I've ever dated. You know.
But you mazed him for.
Remember when we were moving out?
Do you see?
My movie dangs.
Soft playing.
My movie dangs.
When we were moving out of Junction, I remember he bought us boxes from Pick and Pay because you had to get boxes from Pick and Pay to pack all your stuff. He bought us like a whole lot of weed and wine. And that was just such a great goodbye. I haven't seen him in so long. Like he genuinely did such nice things for me. Thought about to like how to treat me. I'm like, this is amazing.
Oh my God.
Okay, sometimes cool, those people you have a fling with, like,
can it just be like in the middle? Can you not be ugly? Can you not be
okay? Obviously, like, that's what you strive for, but then
I'm in public. No. Stop it.
Wow.
It's about impacto.
Yeah.
True. But Mina knows.
But the long time. Relative to umubi dengs wa kutu wena umte endi. You know, how much can you tolerate?
Because also, like, it's the same thing of like,
yeah, and still, my points are being proven.
Can you handle all that stupidity? Like, we were just, you know, playing games.
Oh, the whole he's like, good-looking but dumb but, cliche. I see.
Yeah, like, we chilled.
Betrayal.
But I've never dated him. He was so stupid. I've never come across something so dumb in my life. But he was really good to look at, and it was good to play games.
One was at our house.
What?
Yeah. By the time you heard that, he dated a stupid guy. Why would you date a stupid guy, though? How long did you date him for?
I didn't date him.
It's falling forward.
I wasn't dating him. We just had a thing. Like, he was my...
Who's this? Oh.
Yeah.
He was your father god.
No, we just, like... First of all, he was younger than me.
Of course he was.
He was just a very delicious little thing.
Delicious.
And we just, like, hung out. He had a gorgeous body. And we just hung out.
Did you do this before?
How long did it last for? Like, 3 months?
I've never had, like, a fling...
It was just a fling. We watched movies. We had lunch together. And he was good in bed.
I'm so disgusted in myself. I've never enjoyed Durban. I've always been like, in a relationship, single.
Oh, yeah, you are relationship types.
Whereas, but I guess Durban's too small. Actually, I don't want to date these fucking niggas in Durban.
Hilarious.
Yeah, true.
Self-play.
No.
Again.
It's self-help.
Dude.
It's Durban, do you have anything? They talk,
right?
Guys,
I just, my advice.
When they in Leo and
Yeah, because like, I knew so many of like my exes, like friends.
When they're
in
there, cooling
out.
It's just like
Yo,
weird.
That's the worst. When people are all friends, somewhere or the other, they all can be in one space.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so what's the final like conclusion?
Women
are trash.
Yeah, I was actually about to say the same thing. Not that men are trash, women are trash, but the final conclusion is that we can't even conclude as a majority of women sitting here with one male because life is that messed up. Like, we all are in a situation where asna ma morals ma eh, fuck.
Yeah, wow. Pretty much. Like morals, we're lacking morals, we don't trust, we don't love. We worried about like, oh, if I get married. Like, we say stupid things like marriage means one penis for the rest of my life. God damn. Like, shit like that. It's just, we just fucked up.
And the same, now we're like, oh, you have to look at that ugly face for
the rest of your life.
We are fucked. But we have our dreams.
We're only willing to cook every day for our husbands if they fuck us every day. I won't just.
I have never heard that
if
one.
It's not good,
ever.
Cook, right?
What?
Okay, Dragon, what's
my meals are going to be based on how the sex is.
Nego,
If you give me 2 minutes, I'm making you 2 minutes.
Oh my god. I cannot believe the shit that I'm hearing today.
Upset, that means you did rap.
As the only man on this table, like at this table, what's your conclusion?
Well, you know, I think these things are they can get very intricate, you know, very quickly. If you look at, like, the scope of people we're dealing with in today's generation, it's really warped. People's priorities are very warped, you know, they're not in line with what really is important in life.
That's
so
true.
It's very difficult to try and assess what's right and what's wrong in such a murky atmosphere or surroundings.
Can I say something quickly just before? Izolo, we were watching this one thing about that Rachel woman who's trans, transracial.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, I know this is a little bit off topic, but the fact that we're in a society where there's even words such as trans, where you can just switch, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Yeah.
We're not solid, man. Like, we'll see Andy's.
We're confused.
Yeah. Something's wrong, man.
Mm.
Definitely.
True.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So, are we ready for the game? Since you guys want to test your knowledge.
Yes.
I'm keen.
Your knowledge.
All right. So the game is called trivia.
Love. Evil
laugh. Away. So if you guys know the answer to the question, you obviously like say your name, and then if you get it wrong, you have to take a sip of your beza. And then someone else.
You guys always say beza.
Then someone else has to like guess the answer. If that person gets it wrong.
Where did you come up with the word beza?
Beverage, bruh.
Uza, get up,
love. Yolanda, let's
go. Bruh, like stop being a teacher about this.
Are you recording?
Let's go.
Of course I am.
Carry on.
Okay.
Beza.
First question.
Yeah.
Is it legal for a man to marry his widow's sister?
Yes.
No, it's not illegal.
Thank you.
Oh, you say your
it's
name first.
Legal.
Yes, you have to say your name first.
Is it legal?
Is it legal? It is legal.
And I thought you said it's illegal.
It's illegal.
No.
Okay,
guys,
this is a question.
Uh-huh.
Is it legal for a man to marry his widow's sister?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't a man a widower?
It has nothing to do with
us. It does.
No.
Wait,
it's close.
Widows.
Yes, it's legal for him to marry
it
his
okay, so
wife.
You take a sip of your drinks and I'll tell you the answer.
Wait, I need to think about this.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it legal for
a man, not a husband,
a man
to
marry his widow's sister?
His widow.
Oh. That's silly. Yeah, no, he was closer. His widow's sister. But like, that means...
I'm lost.
The wife, the lady is a widow.
Yeah. His widows.
How come you have a widow's sister?
Yeah. He's dead. He's dead. Oh, my God.
If a male cow is called a bull and a baby cow is called a calf, what does a female cow call?
Question number three.
LMAO stands for laughing my ass off. DIY stands for do it yourself. So what does ML stand for?
What? Start that again.
LMAO stands for laughing my ass off. DIY stands for do it yourself. So what does ML stand for?
My life.
My laugh.
My
Oh my god.
Are you guys waiting for the answer?
Wait, no, I'm not.
Does it have to be the lie?
No.
What does it?
Milliliter.
Oh, we were thinking that
much.
Oh, what a trap.
Fuck, I feel so dumb right now.
Yeah, like,
yes, I was even
thinking
the same
thing.
Yeah, I knew I was in that far, like I was nothing.
Is it a BMW?
It's a Mercedes.
What's the third letter in the world, in the word subtle?
What?
Subtle.
What's the third letter in the word subtle?
Is it
B.
Seattle?
B.
This is it Seattle?
Subtle.
Yes, it's B. Yeah. What? What's Seattle?
Come up.
I wanted to get it.
And I didn't think everything was a trap.
So
she wanted to copy
the other letter.
Yeah.
The trap was that somebody else was going to say T.
Okay.
Okay, well, I didn't.
You said worse.
How was it possible that every single person in an airplane crash died, but two people survived?
They were in the cockpit.
Can you just...
What? They weren't in there.
How was it possible that every single person in an airplane crash died?
Oh, they were not single.
Two people survived.
They were not single, they were married.
Whoa, dad!
Oh, well, I'm just so excited.
Yolanda, my name was.
Wow.
Let's bring it back to South Africa. See how much.
I was single and married, not South African.
I'm just saying, Muti, now I'm going to base them to like.
Do they have
Yolanda, let's just listen. Just listen.
Which is the largest province in terms of population?
Gauteng.
Look at you, what is that?
Question.
What is the abbreviation of the Rand's currency?
It's not.
ZAR.
Rand, yeah. ZAR.
Who was the president before the first democratic president?
Dick Clark.
What? Wait, let me hear that question again.
Who was the president before the first democratic president?
Okay.
Can anyone name the 11 languages?
You can try.
Official languages.
I just know Zulu.
Zulu, Sesotho, Setswana, Sepedi, Ndebele, Swati, Shivenda, Afrikaans, English, Xhosa, and Shivenda.
Khoisan.
Shona.
No, Shona's
not. Khoisan.
So you said Zulu, you said Xhosa, you said Afrikaans, you said English. You said Sepedi.
Yes.
No, we didn't say Sepedi.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't say Sepedi.
It's Tonga that you don't say.
She did say Tonga. It's Sepedi that she didn't say.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you guys so much.
You
want some more?
Oh, let's talk about how women are garbage. I'm ready for that one.
We can go.
Go, Zama.
What? Women are garbage. Women are not garbage.
No,
they definitely are.
Next week. Bye.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know.
Also, if you just broke up with someone, just saying, if you just broke up with someone and you're looking for cuddles, I'm running a service. It's called Cuddles During Corona. If you want someone to come over smelling a certain type of way, looking a certain type of
way. Do you have
way,
like a list of people that we can pick, or is it just...
Yes, it's a bunch of people. It's not just me. Why the fuck would I want to be hugging people? People are weird.
Yeah.
I'm not right. Dude,
okay.
There will be men and women ready to hug.
Yeah, we don't honor your cut.
I want to say something.
That our guests want to say before
I
want to
say... This
come to cuddles during corona.
Stop it, okay? It's been a really great experience. I won't lie. The fact that I'm outside also just during this terrible, terrible time, it's really great and stuff. Guys, stay safe.
Don't say stay home.
I said stay safe, okay? Stay safe, guys. That's what I'm saying. Just whatever you do, just be careful.
You guys aren't even home.
I am home. My mother lives here.
Yes.
So yeah, guys, gang, all the time. Shut up. Thank you.
Okay, for your first podcast.
My first podcast.
Yes,
this is great. I got to get out the house. And I love the topic. Men are trash, women are great. Jokes, we're all trash.
Filth.
This has been great. Thank you, everyone. Love you. Bye.
And for those of you who don't know, Deeply Rooted Radio is going to have its first birthday on the 6th of May. So happy birthday. Coming up birthday to it. So happy birthday, Deeply Rooted Radio. DR Radio. Ba 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 ba.
Passenger, the passenger, again, Ali Podela.
So, catch us again next week. Bye. Hey,
it's about that time. It's party time from the Culture Swan on Radio DR.co.za.